This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. And as the dulcet tones of our theme tune fade into silence, we bid you a fond welcome to episode 91 of Sunday Supplement.
I'm listening to Stephen Fry.
And with me, as always, talking over me and ruining the movement.
The movement of cows. Shuffling up from the bottom. You are an abattoir with a moment of cows going straight up your ass, your gaping ass. That's what you're talking through. That's how cavernous the void of your brain is. Hello, readers. How you doing?
That one there is Izzy. The one with the foul mouth is Izzy.
I haven't got a foul mouth. That's f***ing rude.
You just said you'd drive a herd of cows up my cavernous anus.
I'm saying that there are already a herd of cows going up your anus.
A herd of cows?
Yeah, herd of cows. That's the actual scientific name of it, Simon.
Isn't that a really posh way of saying hooves?
Yeah. You've got cow hooves up your jacksie.
So the collective of cats is a paw of cats, is it?
Obviously.
Right, okay. A beak of ducks.
A beaker of ducks.
A beaker of ducks.
Once you liquidise them, that's the only thing you can contain them in. Put a liquidised duck into a bowl, go all over the kitchen. Anyway.
Started so well as well.
It really didn't start well. You were pretending to be Stephen Fry. It was embarrassing.
I wasn't pretending to be Stephen Fry at
all.
What did Stephen Fry do?
In Saturday Night Fish Fry or whatever it's called, Saturday Night Fry, He used to say, as the dulcet tones of whatever fades away.
Oh,
that's
right.
How he used to do it, because he used to pretend to be on Classic FM or something.
I've absorbed it then. I'm a big sponge in that I'm full of air. And not much else.
Sponges are full of water, not air.
Only if you dip them in water, they're full.
No. Originally, in the ocean, they're full of water. That's kind of what they do. Sponge, right, Simon. Liquidise a sponge, put in a blender, give it a couple of days, turn back into the same sponge.
So you're advocating getting a live sponge, killing it?
No, you're not killing it. That's the point. Oh. It reassembles. It's like that Robocop thing. Not Robocop. Because Robocop's got things which are like Daleks and can't fall downstairs and trip over their own laces.
You're talking about the liquidy Terminator.
Liquid Terminators, that's a bit like a sponge. Only you don't see a sponge coming up to you asking to borrow your sunglasses.
But also, if you put a liquid Terminator in a blender, it's redundant.
Though weirdly, sponges all have German accents. So, Austrian accents. Which is really odd because there isn't any sea connecting Austria to the rest of the ocean. So there isn't any reason why all sponges would have an Austrian accent. They're just really into their psychotherapy, which you would be if you could liquidise yourself and then reassemble yourself. It must be quite life-affirming in a sort of unaffirming way. Shut up, Simon.
My head hurts. Why have sponges got Austrian accents?
Because they're Terminators.
Right, yeah, but the liquidy one isn't from Austria, is it?
Well, he could be. He might have just... I mean, you don't know that. I'm not that racist, Simon. I don't like to sort of say, you're definitely from Austria, you're not. I don't categorise the people of the world into Austrian and non-Austrian.
But he's not a people, he's a robot. The only way he could be Austrian was if he was made in Austria. And because it's set in a post-apocalyptic, decaying world where society has been destroyed, then there is no Austria.
If the Terminators have their factory in Vienna...
Vienna...
It means nothing to me. I don't care. I just don't care. You're just being silly. And all the cows are moving up your bum to die.
Did you get a paper?
I did.
Which one?
I did. I don't know. I'm all confused now. I'm discombobulated. I got the News of the World. That's what I got.
Right, I got the mail. Shall we get on with the podcast?
All right, then. Hello. Welcome to Sunday Settlements. Let's crack this shit open. Unless it's from cows in Simon's arse, because then you just get weird, shitty milk.
Right, let's impose some semblance of structure on this week's weird, already broken podcast and play Cut Out and Keep. This is where we decide what is the best bits of the newspapers that we have got.
Not the newspapers, the supplements, Simon.
That's true. I don't even know how we play our own game. I've got How to Build a Time Machine.
Wow.
By Stephen Hawking. All you need is a wormhole, the Large Hadron Collider, or a rocket that goes really, really fast. He starts the article with the best line ever in an article. Hello, my name is Stephen Hawking. which is fantastic. And then he goes on to talk about wormholes in quantum foam. Now, wormholes in quantum foam is not something that Heston Blumenthal serves up at his restaurant.
I think you'll find it probably is. I've been watching that. It's been amazing.
Does he serve wormholes in quantum foam?
He served up his guests their own coffins, which were edible and had boobies in them. So I think he probably would do.
I hate Heston Blumenthal.
Well, I do hate him, but then again, he's a very good swimmer. So you can't hate him that much.
You're insistent that he looks like a swimmer, and you're probably right.
He doesn't look like a swimmer, Simon. He is a swimmer. There is no other excuse for those specs.
Stephen Hawking, getting back to the subject, proposes an experiment to prove that time travel could exist. And he says, we can all do it, so we'll do it now. We need to send out some sort of immortal invite, something that's not going to get destroyed over time. So digital, that's good. We could do it via the medium of podcast.
We could do. This could be it.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. Yeah, this is it. We need to invite people from the future to appear here now, which is my house, which I'm sure you can find on the internet on Google Earth. And if you're a time traveller, knock on my door at exactly 6:30 on Sunday night, May the 2nd, 2010.
You're not Doctor Who's weird girlfriendy type thing. You can't throw yourself out into space and expect to be caught.
True, but also Stephen Hawking says that you can't actually travel back in time because of paradoxes. So he says that proves that it doesn't exist. We've just proved that you can't travel backwards in time. Because he says if you open up a wormhole a minute in the future to see yourself and your future self fired a gun at you to kill you, that could never happen.
Why?
Because of paradoxes. He says that something would stop that bullet reaching you. So perhaps the wormhole would collapse or something.
Well, I mean, maybe that bullet would turn into a large sperm whale and a glass of petunias.
Exactly. That is exactly what could happen. But he also says time travel machines already exist in our sky. The GPS satellite systems, right, this is the best thing ever, they have to have this built-in offset because every day, because they're travelling at a different speed than Earth and mass and everything, they are a third of a billionth of a second off of the time that we are on the surface of the planet.
That's why you need quantum clocks.
Yeah, which equates to almost 6 miles of difference if they didn't do that.
It's Einstein's theory of relativity proven.
Exactly.
Just in practical space.
Exactly.
You see, logically, Simon, people living at the equator, because they're travelling faster, like you'd travel faster at the edge of a record as opposed to on the inside of a record, they actually travel faster, so therefore time must go slower for them. So if you want to have a long life, live on the equator. That's why they have to have mosquitoes, I suppose. To balance out the time thing.
He also says that the Large Hadron Collider could technically be a time machine. In fact, it is a time machine. They know it's a time machine.
It's basically the end of a receiver. It's like having a telephone. If you have one half of the telephone, you need to have the other half of the telephone in order to make a call. So once you have one half of the telephone, in theory, people can travel backwards and speak to you.
No, he's not talking about that. He's saying that the speed at which the particles go around, you can actually see them lasting longer.
Like Clary Starling in Contact. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought he's confirmed our theory that if you put a kitten in the Large Hadron Collider, it'll come out younger.
And you get lots of muons.
Yeah. So beat that. You cannot beat How to Build a Time Machine by Stephen Hawking. There's no way have you got anything better than that in the news of the world.
I've got...
something rubbish.
How to Design a Monkey by Richard Dawkins. No, I don't. I don't have that at all. I've got an entire thing on Dumped, Don't Get Mad, Get Gorgeous.
Does it involve a time machine?
I've got celebrities and how they've coped with being dumped. Jennifer Aniston has a breakover rating of 10 out of 10.
Does it involve a time machine?
Kim Kardashian has 7 out of 10. Anyway, right.
No, the point is it doesn't involve a time machine. Therefore, unless it's a DeLorean with a time machine in it, your article is not better than mine. None of your celebrities can go back in time using a wormhole in quantum foam.
How we rewrote the heartbreak rules. I slept with a male escort. This is a really depressing story, really. She had an ex-boyfriend who she found out was sleeping with one of her friends, and she got very depressed, whittled down to a size 6 or something, because she was so unhappy. And then her friends, when she was over in Amsterdam, basically set her up with a male escort, which she didn't realise was a male escort until halfway through the evening. Mm. And then she had a bit of casual sex and was completely over, apparently, her...
Did he stick his wormhole in her quantum phone?
Yes, he did.
Your article's rubbish.
It is rubbish. Shut up.
It's just rubbish compared
to mine. Shut up.
Mine has got a wormhole. It's got quantum foam. It's got Stephen Hawking. It's got a Large Hadron Collider.
I've got free football stickers for the World Cup.
That is pretty cool. but you haven't offered that up as your cut out and keep.
And it had like two shinies.
What, badges?
You get shinies. So like in the FIFA World Cup thing, which you can get for free from co-op when you buy anything else, right? Mm-hmm. You can get teams. And there's one that's mislabeled and it's the same footballer, but they give him two different names and he just looks slightly different to both of them, unless they employ twins.
Is one of them called Nani by any chance?
Can't remember.
Because there are actually twins that play left and right back. Yeah, Raphael and Nani, I think they are.
Could be. That would explain a lot. Do they have the same sort of bald head and
More importantly, do they tell you how to make a time machine?
Well, twins are quite interesting in terms of symmetry theory.
What would happen if you put a twin in a Large Hadron Collider and sent them off in opposite directions and collided them?
You'd basically get a liquidized sponge thing, like a Terminator.
Would it then reform into one big twin?
Whatever happened, it'll end up with an Austrian accent.
Well, I well and truly trounced you there. I win. I'm the best. Dirt alert. It's your chance now to get me back with article or farcical, I suppose. Make me
in this
small.
Game, I read out three articles from the news of the world and one article which I've extracted from my bottom.
You've whipped it out of your heifer anus.
No, you've got the heifer anus.
Oh, yeah.
You're a slaughterhouse for cattle. All that happens in slaughterhouses, they don't use a gun or a trank dart anymore. They just basically line up your bottom and shove cows in.
They do it all day until the cows come home. Which is at my bottom, apparently.
Cows come up your bottom.
Stop it! You're filthy!
Right, so, the first article. Is this an article or is it a farcical?
It's a farcical. Go on.
Rust in peace.
Rust in peace.
Yeah.
Is that about old cars?
Something like that.
Well, is it or isn't it? Not something like that.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, fine.
Yeah, just because I'm sulking slightly. Okay. Time for herbs.
Time, as in time.
As in T-H-Y-M-E.
Right, okay.
Herbs.
I spell it T-Y-H-M-E, because I can't spell time or rhyme.
Eat bananas with your mind.
How do you do that?
If you imagine eating bananas, apparently you get the effects of eating bananas. This is very nearly my humdogger. It's a way of gaining energy and losing weight.
I saw something about that this week, actually. The energy drinks as well. I saw this, just the taste of an energy drink, even if you don't swallow it, will give you a boost of energy, like you're a Pavlovian dog or something.
You're not supposed to imagine eating junk food.
Right, so if I couldn't deep fry my banana. That would be painful for a start, because banana's a bit like a penis. You see, I was suggesting that I would put my penis in.
Your penis is yellow and peely. Yeah. Do people slip on your penis in weird...
And people peel the skin off and bite into the flesh. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. Right, so finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? Strike a posy.
Strike a pose. Vogue.
No, not
Vogue.
Posy.
Vogue.
Yeah.
Vogue. Posy. What is a posy?
It's like a ring-a-ring-a-rosie pocket full of posies. It's a flower.
Isn't it a small bunch of flowers or is it actually a flower?
It's basically in some fashion thing. They're wearing petal design things and nice colours like pastels versus vibrant ones. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, go on. Over to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if your sulk at the start was some sort of double bluff. I decided from the outset that I was going to say farcical for the first one, whatever it was, and you sulked. So rust in peace is very good, though. That does sound like something you'd make up. Time for herbs. That's obviously in the cooking section, I take it.
No, it's in the gardening section.
Oh, it's about planting them ready now, is it? I see. Who is your gardener?
It's Matt James.
Matt James.
Yeah.
Alan Titchmarsh is better.
Don't say that about Matt. Matt's lovely. There's a question here about how can I clean lichen from trees and shrubs?
And how can you?
He says you shouldn't, because lichen isn't a parasite. It doesn't damage anything.
What happens if you scrape all the lichen off, put it in a blender? Does it become one big lichen that will then just slowly grow up the tree again?
What happens is the vampires will get quite scared of it, and Kate Beckinsale run around in a leather catsuit. So I recommend doing that.
Anything that makes Kate Beckinsale run around in a leather catsuit is worth doing, if you ask me. Yeah. I am going to say Time for Herbs is a farcical. It is the one that you have extracted from your cattle-free anus.
Well, readers, do you agree with Simon? Because if you do, you're a fool, because he's always wrong and he's always crap, even though he did have an article by Stephen Hawking, the bastard. Right, so It's Time for Herbs is in. It's on page 65 in the rated gardening section. It says it's Time for Herbs, and underneath that it says Beyond Bee Leaf, as in bee leaf.
Bee leaf.
Oh, brilliant. Herbs take the centre sage this summer, and the rich pickings will save you a mint. Ah, nice. How's that for punnery? That's beautiful, isn't it? You don't get punnery like that in the Daily Mail.
Is it written by a man called Pete?
No, it's written by a man called Matt James. I told you.
Pete Compost. So what is the farcical then?
Well, it's not Strike a Posey.
Okay. Is it bananas? It's not bananas, is it? I was right the first time. I'm really annoyed now.
No, it is bananas.
Oh, wow. Cool. So, yeah, let's call that 1-0 then. 1-1, sorry.
No, 1-0, that's really good. Let's call it 1-0. I agree with that. Yes, Izzy wins. Izzy is a winner. Ha!
We have a special section this week, something we've never done before. We are going to play Top Trumps.
Oh, I know what this is about.
Because Izzy...
This is Crispian.
Yeah, because Izzy is a Top Trumps card. Yeah, not Simon.
Not Simon.
Much to Simon's chagrin, is not a Top Trump card on the wonderful Top Trump set by Crispian Jago.
If they had bottom Trump, Simon, you'll definitely be on that because the amount of stuff you can fit up your bottom, including an entire cattle slaughterhouse, you know, you'd win.
But they do have bottom Trumps. They're called farts because Trumps is another word for farts. I think we should play. Your card is fantastic.
It is.
So I'm going to pick four people to play against your cards. And I'm going to go with Rebecca. Rebecca Watson, who's been on our podcast, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play her special power. And her special power is the saucy promotion of scepticism and critical thinking. 68%.
Oh, my special power is plucking credible farcicals from my bottom.
That's true.
It's 65%.
So that's 1-0 to Simon. 1-0
right, well,
to
it's
Simon.
My turn next, so...
I'm going to play the Hutch. Oh, yeah. Christopher Hitchens. He's a badass atheist with clever trousers.
Right.
Apparently.
Okay, I will play my weapon of choice, which is a low-mass dizzy kitten accelerated to 99.99999999999% speed of light. And that's 91%.
That's got to be one of the best cards in the box then, surely.
I've got a special power like no other.
Well, you can collide kittens in a Hadron Collider. No one else could do that. The Hitch's weapon of choice is cigarettes and alcohol.
Ah, beat that.
It's only 58%.
Yes!
So one all. Right, I'm going to play another guest that we've had on, which is Richard Wiseman.
I'm not going to beat him on anything.
You might. I'm going to play Key Output.
Okay.
Laugh Lab, The Luck Factor, Did You Spot the Gorilla, Quirkology in 59 Seconds, with a total score of 78%.
Well, with a total score of 77%, I've got Sunday Supplement Podcast, A Matter of Tact, and The Little Fat Comedy Club.
Yeah, and like only one of them's really good, because I'm in it. Although Matter of Tact is very good, I'll give you that.
Thank you very much.
And The Little Fat Comedy Club is pretty good too.
Not
you know,
five
what
stars.
With Stuart Lee and,
yeah,
and stuff other. That have been there. Fine. Then it's 2-1. You have to win this to draw.
Okay. And who are you playing?
Another one of our guests, Dr. Evan Harris, MP, a Member of Parliament who campaigns for science, evidence-based policy and free speech. Not premium speech. No. Like Tony Blair, he gives premium speeches, doesn't he? Because you pay him to talk out of his grinny face.
His greeny face or his grinny face?
Grinny face.
His grinny face. Because didn't she get married to Harry Potter?
Who?
No, that's Ginny. Okay. So I'm going to play my arch nemesis.
Okay. Right?
Which is the Spanish Armada and Velociraptors.
Someone's been listening to our podcast.
Someone
yeah, you
has
hate the Spanish Armada, don't
I'm,
you?
I'm a bit scared of Spanish Armada. They set hills on fire. Okay, and that's at 85%.
Ah, okay. My arch nemesis is Christina O'Done, and that's 2%.
But is that better? Because surely the more powerful your arch nemesis is, that's like your weakness score, isn't it?
No, I think the higher score wins always on Top Trumps. That's why it's called Top Trumps.
Yeah, but it's like bottom Trumps when it's like a bad thing. So if my arch nemesis was Simon Dunn, and that was like 1%, because you're not as scary as a Velociraptor.
Right, okay.
I don't know. We're going to need to ask Crispian.
Well, either way, we're going to have to play a final card. I'm randomly picking Bruce Hood, and it's your choice.
Well, if it's my choice, I'm going to go with Weapon of Choice. Because
well,
that's
all right.
My score, 91% for a low-mass dizzy kitten.
Bruce Hood, who I can't say without laughing because Hood is a bit clitoral, his weapon of choice is spotting Jesus in a dog's asshole, which is only 65%. So you win. Because your
yes!
farcicals are in your bottom. He's got a dog in his bottom, and I've got cattle up my ass. We're doing very well this week.
We're doing very well on the anal innuendo. When I say innuendo, I mean up your endo. Hey, hey.
check out the Top Trump Skeptic set. It's fantastic. It's crispian-jago.blogspot.com.
But we'll link to it from the blog, won't we?
Yeah, we'll put a link to it from our website. And it's really good. It's just fantastic. And it's
the illustrations are by a guy called Neil Davis, if you put in the caricature club. .co.uk. Very cool.
So yeah, have fun with that, because we certainly did. And thank you very much, Crispian.
Sup, Crispian. Way cool.
Let's examine the worst bits of our newspapers this week. And in my case, there is only one humdonger in the mail. You know exactly what I'm going to say, and you're going to have to bite your tongue to stop you dropping the C-bomb, Piers Morgan.
Oh.
There's no way you can have the mail and not play Piers Morgan as your humdonger. There was some strong competition, admittedly. There was an article about a woman who gave her dog acupuncture.
Really?
Yeah, and there was a cartoon strip in the back that literally had no joke in it.
Say that. What's the cartoon strip?
It's in You magazine, and it's called Demented, and it's a picture of a woman in bed holding a cat next to a man reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, is that it then? Hague swings a tax-free peerage for Ashcroft. Ashcroft swings an election for Hague. And then the second panel, it's a close-up of her in bed with the cat. And they have the cheek to call it democracy. That's it. That's it. There's no other panels.
That's exactly like the Garfield without Garfield, where they've actually, what the cat's saying is the funny bit, but you can't hear it because it's a cat.
Yeah.
So what does Piers...
He does a diary, doesn't he? So
yeah.
Every day he's almost just talking about how some gorgeous woman is clearly in love with him. He thinks Amanda Holden's clearly in love with him because she did this thing where she came up to him after filming Britain's Got Talent and gave him a hug and wouldn't let go. And he eventually had to push her away after a minute and 20 seconds.
He timed it.
Well, no. What
I
it
mean,
was...
I imagine that's longer than the amount of time he has sex for. So a minute and 20 seconds is pretty significant.
Well, it was, she's playing a game called Amanda Holds On to see how long she can hug someone before they push her away. Simon Cowell lasted 15 seconds. Then he talks about being in America for America's Got Talent, and he says he was in a lift in this Naomi Campbell lookalike, sashayed in and hit the button, and she said, oh, you're Piers from America's Got Talent, aren't you? I nodded. I love that show, she added, pause, and I love you especially. The lift proceeded on its way up, and when we arrived at her floor, she held the door open with her absurdly long left leg. This may sound a little forward of me, she purred, but would you like a drink? That's very kind of you to offer, but I can't. Sorry, I said.
Did she then piss on his face?
Well, no, she then said, shame. I'd show you what American talent's all about. And then he goes on a few days later to Mel B by grabbing her bottom without her knowing. And I may have to beep out what he actually did there for fear of libel. I don't think I can say he actually can I?
No, but you can say, in your opinion, he's her. Not in his opinion.
In my alleged opinion, he didn't do that.
And possibly in the opinion of Mel B's bottom, but you asked me not to talk about bottoms in this section. I made a million and lost it all. As a member of Blue, Lee Ryan had the world at his feet, then recession hit him with nothing. But despite being broke, he insists he's happier than ever, which is exactly the sort of story you think it is. Dull.
Does it have him pissing in Piers Morgan's face?
It doesn't. But if I want to piss in Piers Morgan's face, I may as well mention she's a VIP. Very important. Purton?
No, it's not very important, is it?
It's very indiscreet person. Yeah. This week, Amanda gets Britain's Got Talent nerves, but survives in the wild. And Piers Morgan does not get a single mention.
She doesn't even mention her hold on, Amanda holds on.
No, she doesn't.
Do you think he's been dreaming about all these liaisons with gorgeous women?
No, doesn't mention that.
Tell you what, though, he is a humdonger.
He is.
We've got through this whole section without using the C-bomb.
We have.
It's amazing.
It's cutting unlikely.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements. It's me. It's me.
Be quiet. Let me speak first.
Okay,
let me just speak first. I think, Simon, that you haven't won in so long. I think maybe that this time, maybe you didn't really deserve it, but I think this time you can win, okay?
Sorry, you're graciously letting me win. Even though I've got Stephen Hawking telling us how to make a time machine and the worst. I've got the best and worst of the Sunday supplement. That is the epitome of what this podcast is about. The best and worst of the Sunday supplement.
Exactly. This is why I'm agreeing with you. This is why I'm allowing you to win. You know, in your own way. You know, I haven't been running flat out, you know, I have helped you along. You know, and I know you've been cheating, but I'm going to let that go because it's been such a long time since you've been able to.
Have I cheated?
Well, of course you've cheated.
Because I won. That constitutes cheating. does it?
I think it's blatantly obvious, because every time that I catch you cheating, you lose. And every time that I don't catch you in the act of cheating, you win. Therefore, you definitely have been cheating, because I didn't catch you.
No, stop ruining it. I got the best paper with the best supplements.
Exactly.
You haven't magnanimously given me a sympathy victory. I won. I beat you to a pulp with the best and worst of the supplements.
You were very strong. Well done.
I hate you so much. I was really pleased when I found my articles this week. I read them properly and everything.
I know, and you deserve it. You deserve it all. You did very well.
I thought you might actually pull the top trump card out and say, actually, I'm a top trump card, therefore everything you've done this week is irrelevant.
The fact that I'm a top trump card and you are a bottom has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I'm willing to let this victory slide past me. And when I say slide past me, I mean basically it's in my hands and I'm giving it to you. So I'm just going to allow you to, you know,
wallow in my piteous victory.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. And I can tell you worked hard. I can tell. You know, you really did. It's very well done.
Right, fine. Join us next week when things will be back to normal, no doubt.
I thought this was normal, to be fair.
It's a bit weird this week.
It has been a bit odd. Simon's going to have a massive cow pat in the middle of the week.
I'm actually just going to go and pat a cow, I think.
Oh.
And go, there, climb inside my rectum. No, no, no. So, yeah, if you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us via Facebook on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com. It gets too confusing. There's too much stuff on the intertubes.
And if you like, you can always do a little drawing of a top trump card for Simon and maybe give him an accurate percentage for his special skills. Once again, the special skills are special power, weapon of choice, key output, and arch nemesis. And if you could get, like, a child to draw them and imagine what Simon looks like, we'll have a competition winner.
My arch nemesis would be you, wouldn't it? That's the frightening, horrible thing.
Yeah, on every single one, it'd be Izzy at 100%. I think if we get enough entries, we can make our own little deck of top trumps called bottom trumps, and every single card will be you, looking more and more disappointed.
Bye.
Bye, readers. Do send those in to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Have a good week.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.